Try to imagine this. It's a sunny Saturday afternoon. It's a beautiful day. You're hiking alone in the forest. And then you hear some rustling leaves behind you. Your heart begins to pound. And you turn around to see a huge, snarling bear staring directly at you. In this moment, your body is releasing a ton of hormones that will help you either fight the bear or run away. This is the body's natural fight or flight response at work.
If this happens once in a very long time, then that makes a lot of sense. It's life-saving, and it's this big activation in your system.
This is Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris.
But in the end, it's good for you if it saves your life.
But what if that bear is an abusive parent?
For kids who are exposed to repeated and intense trauma, that system is activated over and over and over and over again.
Dr. Burke-Harris is a pediatrician and the founder and CEO of the Center for Youth Wellness in San Francisco. She says if a person is exposed to a significant amount of adversity, things like domestic and sexual abuse, having an incarcerated parent, emotional neglect,
that can more than double their risk of heart disease, the number one killer in the United States of America. It increases their risk of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, of certain types of cancers, and even autoimmune disease, which is where your immune system attacks itself.
This is a big idea. Usually, we think of childhood trauma in terms of the social and emotional issues that can surface later in life. But it can also lead to serious physical problems. And so, to address this crisis, some health practitioners are working to identify signs of adverse childhood experiences from as early an age as possible. And one way to do that is with a model called pediatric integrated healthcare.
You talked to her, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
And gave her a few referrals?
Yes. I said that it's probably best if she follows up with the CCS.
At the Western Wayne Family Health Center in Taylor, behavioral health consultants work alongside a team of doctors, nurses, and therapists.
And so we don't know if she was able to get in here.
Integrated healthcare is a one location, one visit type of service.
That's Michelle Dupre. She's an integrated healthcare manager with Starfish Family Services in Wayne County.
If I'm a mother of one or two children or more or less, you know, it's really a matter of where can I go? Maybe I don't have a car, but I can get a ride and I can go to the doctor and that's it. I can't get a ride to the doctor and the therapist and the social service agency and DHS and all these other places. But if I can go get to the doctor, I'm going to go to the doctor. And so if we have available at the doctor's office all these other services, we are providing them something that they wouldn't get otherwise.
Integrated pediatric care is an emerging approach. It's not the norm, but advocates say it will save money in the long run. More importantly, addressing early childhood adversity can save lives. For State of Opportunity, I'm Zach Rosen, Michigan Radio News.